Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Friday, April 22nd, and this is People Every Day. Hey everyone, it's me, Janine Rubenstein, and we did it. We made it to Friday again. I am very excited for today's show, so let's just jump right in. Searchlight Pictures is shutting down production of their upcoming film, Being Mortal, after one of the stars, Bill Murray, was reportedly accused of engaging in inappropriate behavior on the set. The 71-year-old Golden Globe winner was named last week in a complaint, which Searchlight is investigating after suspending production on the film. The nature of the complaint and whether Murray will return to the project is not clear. So an email went out to the cast and crew on Wednesday of this week regarding the halt in production and read in part, "Late last week, we were made aware of a complaint, and we immediately looked into it. After reviewing the circumstances, it has been decided that production cannot continue at this time." The film was set to be the directorial debut of another comedian, Aziz Ansari. Reps for Murray and Ansari did not immediately respond to People for comment, and Searchlight has said they do not comment on investigations. You hate to hear about things like this continuing to flare up in Hollywood, and I guess we'll see what more comes of this. Moving on to another star accused of bad behavior, on Wednesday, boxing legend Mike Tyson was involved in an altercation on board a plane with a, quote, aggressive fellow passenger who Tyson claims was harassing him. Wow, that's bold. Before taking off. Footage circulated yesterday where Tyson is seen repeatedly punching the man, who later received medical attention and went to the police. Tyson apparently walked off the plane in San Francisco seconds after the altercation. The plane was headed to Miami. Now, the San Francisco Police Department tells People that the victim, quote, provided minimal details of the incident and refused to cooperate further with the police investigation. And both men were released pending further investigation. Witnesses say the passenger was apparently badgering Tyson, even after Tyson repeatedly told him to, quote, chill. Well, I hope the guy is okay. Violence is never the answer. Also, if Mike Tyson tells you to chill, it's probably best to chill. Now, we have to get into the wild tidbits coming out of the Blac Chyna Kardashian trial. Earlier this week, Blac Chyna testified that at one point, while her ex, Rob Kardashian, was FaceTiming with friends, she held up an unloaded gun that he kept on his nightstand, but denied pointing it at him directly, saying, quote, it was a joke to him, too. This whole trial and story continues to be more bizarre by the day. You know this is far from over, and I can only imagine what we're going to hear next. And now, speaking of ugly celebrity court battles, time to jump back into the latest on this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation. There are some big names being tossed around and kind of ran through the mud in connection to this case, and we absolutely have to talk about it. The defamation trial between exes Johnny Depp and Amber Heard continues. Each day, the testimonies and revelations become more and more jaw-dropping. And to remind you all real quick, Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard over her 2018 Washington Post op-ed that she wrote about surviving domestic violence, which did not name him. We are still only at the beginning of this whole trial, and as promised, we will dig into all the updates. And joining me now to do that is People Movies editor Nigel Smith. Hey, Nigel. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Currently, Johnny Depp is being cross-examined by Amber Heard's legal team. And yesterday, he testified about doing recreational drugs with some pretty famous people. So who did he name drop?
Yeah, well, he couldn't have name dropped two celebrities that are more different. So we have Paul Bettany, who is a huge Marvel star, was in WandaVision. And then we also have Marilyn Manson, the controversial rocker. So Johnny Depp was asked on the witness stand if he has in fact done drugs with the two. And the way that Amber Heard's lawyer asked him about Paul Bettany, I thought was especially interesting and almost darkly comedic to watch. He referred to Bettany as a good friend you've done drugs with, to which Depp confirmed yes, after noting that is a very strange question. And then they got into the Marilyn Manson of it all, where Johnny Depp admitted to doing cocaine with Marilyn Manson, as well as providing him with a pill so that he would talk less.
Well, let's talk more about these text messages between Johnny and Paul. I just want to give a warning that they are pretty explicit and graphic, but we're going to go through some of these big bombshells. What did these texts say?
They are text messages that we've actually heard before or read before during the London case. So the text messages exchanged between them include Depp writing, "Let's drown her before we burn her," with regards to Amber Heard. "I will F-word her burnt corpse afterwards to make sure she is dead." To which Bettany replied, "My thoughts entirely. Let's be certain before we pronounce her a witch." Yeah, not good.
Oh, gosh. What did he have to say in response to these text messages?
Well, Depp ascribed the tone of these messages to his dark humor. And Paul Bettany actually previously addressed these text messages back when the London trial was occurring, saying that everything gets taken out of context during trials like these, and that he actually isn't really friends with Depp anymore, and that he never knew Depp at the time that he was married to her. But Depp also said on the stand yesterday during cross-examination that he is not proud of the language that he used and that he sent these text messages in anger. The most damning part came when the lawyer made Depp actually read his own words aloud, and these included lines like, "Is the slippery whore that I donated my," well, I won't say the J word, "but for a while staying there," things like that. It was very uncomfortable.
What's the next step here? When does Johnny's cross-examination end, and when do we hear from Amber Heard?
Yeah, well, I don't believe the cross-examination is done. There was a full day of it yesterday, and the trial is picking back up next week on Monday. So we can expect some more of that. As for Amber Heard, her side hasn't gotten to show off their witnesses yet. So we can expect, perhaps it's been teased, that people like James Franco will be testifying on her behalf. And I believe that if that were to be the case, he would be testifying before her.
All right, Nigel, thank you as always. Thank you for taking us through this.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Today is Earth Day, and the third big rock from the sun just happens to be my favorite. If it's the same for you, we've got our very own Casey Baker joining us with a few helpful and practical ways you and your family can do your part. But first, it's New Music Friday, and we've got you covered there, too. There are some big singles dropping from major artists like The Kid LAROI with Thousand Miles, and that big diss track that Megan Thee Stallion debuted at Coachella last week, Plan B. Still can't believe I used to trust you. The only accolade you ever made is that I touched you. If you get the chance, I bet you snitch. You'll never get a chance to tell me come and pay. Ladies, love yourself, cause it could get ugly. That's why I need money, and I don't give up. Give that leave tonight, because that has been on repeat in my head all day, you guys. But also, right after the break, we're sitting down for an exclusive with the lovely country star, Tenille Townes. She's got a brand new EP out today, and we'll get into her newest songs and what life has been like touring with some of country's biggest music legends. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know we love to bring in red hot musicians for you on New Music Friday, and today is no different. People recently named this singer one of country music's most intriguing female artists of the moment. Her EP, Masquerades, is out today, and it includes duets with folks like Breland and Ravel, and we are so excited she could join us today. Welcome to the show, Tenille Towns.
Thank you so much for having me.
You performed your most recent single, When's It Gonna Happen, on the 2022 ACM Red Carpet. You're a two-time ACM winner, and you are on the Class of 2022 Forbes 30 Under 30 list. So what has this past few years been like living it?
I think for all of us, these past couple of years have been crazy. And also, I put out my record in the middle of it all, and like just kind of riding the wave of that music has been something that I'm so grateful for.
Well, let's talk about Masquerades. It's out today. And this summer, you were hitting the road with some pretty big names in country, Brad Paisley and Queen, Reba McEntire. What are the things you look forward to experiencing and what can fans expect from your performance as well?
I am so honored to get to be a part of those tours. I had the honor of getting to open up for Reba for a weekend on her tour this spring. And it was just a dream, like watching her on stage and the way that she just makes everyone feel so loved up there. And then off stage, she's also a legend. Like she had this handwritten note waiting in my dressing room.
What did it say?
Oh, it just that she was so happy to have me out at these shows. And she was just cheering for my music and my path. And I mean, it was so kind. It meant so much.
Oh, I love it. Well, let's get into these songs on the EP. Which is your favorite?
I love to be the storyteller. My first record was very much like observer perspective. And this time writing these songs was like, I could not help the way that they were just coming out more personally.
Which one's the most personal?
I would say Villain in Me is the most personal. The line in the second verse that says, you'll only see me sunshine and a smiling face. Sometimes I wear it like a mask. It's easier that way. Is where the whole like jumping off point of Masquerades came from. And hearing from people out there saying, this is my song. I feel this. I am the same. I have got that same dark side inside, those same voices in my head. And it just really gave me so much encouragement to kind of keep rolling down that path.
Oh, Tenille, thank you so much for stopping by for New Music Friday. And everyone, make sure to get Masquerades wherever you download your music. Well, today is Earth Day, and I don't know about you, but I am pretty fond of living on this big blue spinning ball that's, you know, just floating out there in space. And because of that, I am always looking for ways to better do my part. Doug and I recently got an electric vehicle, and I've been looking into sustainable toys for my kids. I even got Reese the new Go Green Monopoly game from Walmart that features like bike paths and solar panels, just to get him thinking about those things. He'll get that after school, don't say anything. But I want and need to do more, and that's why we're bringing in People Senior Editor Casey Baker to send us off with some quick and quality Earth Day inspired tips. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Well, first things first, I want to get into composting at home. So what's the best way to compost without bugs and funky smells, if that's possible?
That is very possible. And so what you want to do is you want to avoid using dairy, meat, anything like that. You want to put in vegetable peels and coffee grounds and eggshells, things like that. You can take those sorry vegetables in the fridge that you forgot about and feel guilty about because you didn't use them. You can throw them into your compost pile in the kitchen, in a little bin or in a composter you can buy. And then you eventually bring it outside and you can toss in leaves and grass clippings and things like that, and you let it sit and it becomes this beautiful black gold, as they call it, and it looks like chocolate cake all mushed up, and it is amazing fertilizer for your garden. but it also keeps lots of waste out of the landfill because all that stuff turns into methane gas, which overheats the planet.
Well, I'm cutting down on other garbage as well. I'm trying to. So what are some ways my family can reduce other types of waste at home?
In terms of food waste, that's a huge one. Buying frozen is always good. Meal prepping is really great. Figure out ahead of time what you want to buy for the week and use it. You can also use the first in, first out method in your fridge because so often so many of us forget what's in there.
And then lastly, what are some great activities to get the kids involved in and get them thinking about conservation?
That's a great question. It is never too early to start the kids thinking about how to help our beautiful planet. Just this week, I was talking to Dr. Jane Goodall and Lisa Jackson, the head of environmental policy at Apple, and they are teaming up together to support Jane's Roots and Shoots program for kids. So you can go online and click on Roots and Shoots, and it has activities and suggestions for how kids can help out. They can plant trees. They can tend to a garden. They can raise money to help animals. There's so much that can be done, and it's so great for the kids to start early.
I love it. Well, Casey, thank you. And thanks to all of you for listening to us this week. For more on this, our People Planet feature in our April 25th issue is out now with tips to go greener one day at a time. Check it out and enjoy your weekend. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and be sure to return here on Monday for another week of People Every Day. People Every Day is produced by Chrissy Lindquist, Tony Mantilla, Madison Lesby, Rachel King, Matt Sav, Amy Machado, and the great team at Pod People, edited by Morgan Foos and Carter Wogan. People's producers are me, Janine Rubenstein, and Charlotte Triggs, with help from Aliza Sessler and Fallon Harge, executive produced by David Flumenbaum and Zoe Ruderman.